The burden the Lord gave me is hope against hope.
Okay.
And the reason I felt the need for God's help is because many times we can face situations and problems that seem hopeless. And the Lord wants us to have faith and confidence in Him when everything looks dark and when it looks like we can't do it. I have a burden for bowling. But one day, I was at, I think it was Jason and Emily's wedding, and I went into the bathroom. I have a condition that I was having trouble with in my body that did not look good. And I had problems that day before I went to the there, or maybe right at that time. So I walked in the bathroom, and for some reason, I was looking at the doors on the bathroom, and the Lord helped me to know that He wanted me to continue to work in bold. Continue. Okay. Other words, not looking at my physical condition, because at that time, what I was having look real serious. Y'all don't know that. I walk around here and probably look like everything's okay. But I was having really serious issues.
Okay.
But it was like He was giving me hope beyond what I saw.
Come on.
That He still had work for me.
Yes.
He wasn't ready to take me, even though it was looking that way. Mm. So that's so many times we may go through things that look hopeless. But when the Lord gives us a promise, we can stand on it even when everything looks dark and looks like you can't do it.
Thank the Lord.
I can imagine that many times, brother, when you were building that chapel, some people was probably shaking their heads, thinking, you can't do this.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
When are you going to get finished?
Yes. And I have that issue with Boley, because there's a lot of work there. That church was closed during the pandemic or whatever, it was closed for several years.
Right.
I don't know how many years. And they were about to give it totally up. I know it. I was told that. It was like they were getting ready to just forget about bowling. Mm. And the Lord sent me to bowling.
Okay.
I couldn't. At first, I just couldn't really see that, you know. But the Lord sent me there, and we opened the building, and we had a meeting. And all the saints and the people that were saved had died off. There was nobody living in Boley that was saved.
Okay.
All the old folks. And we opened it up. We had a meeting, and somebody asked me at the end of the meeting, "Are you going to continue to have service?" I said, "Yes." And Kat, whose mother had been, I think maybe one of the last pastors there, he said, "Well, in other words, I promised my mother, as long as these doors are open, I'm coming."
Great.
And he's been doing that, except lately he stopped coming for, I don't know, maybe because of his car situation, whatever. But anyway, God blessed and inspired encouragement to that. And then he rekindled that encouragement. This wedding was what? It was January, February or something. Anyway, it's the reason. And he inspired me that he is still working. So I'm looking to him for all those things that Boley needs. It has a lot of needs as far as the building is concerned. Right, but I'm looking to the Lord that he's going to do it. But I have to hope against hope.
Hello.
If you look at what you see, it looks hopeless.
Right.
But the Lord, when he says something, he's not saying it and not going to do it. When he says something, it's up to us to believe him.
Thank you, Lord.
And to stand on what his promise is. Let's go to Romans 4. And we're going to do quite a bit of reading, so I need somebody to start reading. 1 to 25.
What shall we say then? That Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, hath found.
Yes.
For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory. He hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, mm-hmm. and it was counted unto him for righteousness.
Yes.
Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believe on him that justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep going.
Verse 6. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man, unto whom God imputeth righteousness without work, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. 8. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin.
That's right.
Cometh this blessedness then upon the circumcision only, or upon the uncircumcision also? For we say that faith was reckoned to Abraham for righteousness.
Yes.
How was it then reckoned? When he was in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision.
Just stop just a minute. What he's trying to show is that Abraham was of faith. And in that time, they were dealing with people trying to get the new converts to go to circumcision. But Abraham was not in that. That's all that part. But we keep going because we want to see how Abraham had faith. And Abraham is considered the father of faith. Okay.
Verse 11. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith, which he had yet been uncircumcised. That he might be the father of all them that believe, though they be not circumcised, that righteousness might be imputed unto them also. And the father of circumcision to them who are not of the circumcision only, but who also walk in the steps of that faith of our father Abraham, which he had been yet uncircumcised. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
Yes.
For if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect. But the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there is no transgression. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. 17. It is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Stop just a minute. Notice that he said, even I've made thee a father of many nations before him who he believed, even God. You know, we have to believe God. That scripture says Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. We need to have that kind of belief in God today. It's not just to those people. It wasn't to the circumcision. Those people, they seem to think because they were of the circumcision, they had a special advantage. But it's not that. It's faith.
Thank the Lord.
We need to have our faith sharpened. We have many problems. We're living in dark times. We have lost loved ones. We have so many things that we need God for.
Yes.
And we need to have faith in God that he will do what he says he will. But you know something? It's up to us. And this is why I feel the urgency of being able to get a hold to the promises of God and stand on them.
Yes.
Because we look opposition right in the face.
Amen.
If we pray, for instance, if we're sick and we're praying and we're asking God to heal us, you know what? Sometimes it looks like it would get worse.
That's right.
And we gotta fight to have faith in God. When he says he'll do it, we can stand on it. Go on, read.
Verse 18. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Can we do that? Can we have that kind of faith? If the Lord told you you were going to have a child and you're almost 100 years old, can you have faith beyond what you see?
Help us, Lord.
He did.
Yes.
He believed God.
Amen.
We need to believe God that what he says, he will do.
Yes.
Even though it looks like the whole thing is falling down around us, we have to stand.
Yes.
If we want to get it.
Help me, Lord.
The blessings of God are going to be to us if we have faith.
That's right.
Faith is vital. Sometimes I think people don't realize the value of faith or the importance of faith. Sometimes we got so many options in life. Do you know if I have this problem in my shoulder right here? Both of them. Torn. And they told me this one will never heal on its own. It's torn straight through, and the only way to get it healed, for it to be, is to have a surgery. So we have options, right? But I choose not to. Sometimes we have to choose not to take the options that we could take. I don't know what kind of option. Abraham had no option here because, you know, it's going to be God. But he believed God. And it was counted to him for righteousness. He didn't even stagger at the promises of God, knowing that he's an old man, 100 years old. about 100 years old. His wife was what, 90?
Yes.
They're old.
Yes.
Who expects to have babies at that age? But he told him that he was going to be the father of many nations. That was God told him.
Yes.
And he believed God. And he stood on it.
Thank the Lord.
And when the Lord tells us something, we need to believe him.
Mm-hmm.
In spite of what we see. And stand on it.
Yes.
Hebrews 6 verses 10 to 19.
Amen.
Sister Baxter, they believing in God, that God will help him, help them to raise his work up here.
That's right.
And they going about preparing, believing in God.
Yes.
Thank
we
Lord.
Need to have that kind of faith.
Yes, Lord.
We need to have that kind of confidence that what he has said, he will do.
Amen.
I tell you, I remember before I got married, I was 35 years old when I got married. But I was about 34 is before I got, because I had just gotten turned 35. I prayed to the Lord. I was in Dallas working for the Lord. I had my own apartment, job, car, furniture, but it seemed so lonely.
Yeah.
Walk in that house, those walls couldn't talk to me, and the furniture, I don't care how nice it was, it couldn't say a word to me.
That's right.
And I got on my knees in my living room, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I want to be married. I want to have a husband. I want to have children. I said that. And I poured my heart, I told him. And the Lord said, you're going to marry somebody with children. So I assumed I wouldn't even have any children. I'll just marry somebody with children. So I did. But the Lord also gave me my desire. And I had some children too.
Thank
but
you.
What if I didn't believe God? I might be still lonely. Still, you have to believe God. It's almost like hoping against hope. We must hope against hope. Abraham did. Against hope, he hoped. And he got what the Lord had promised to him. Hebrews 6, 10 to 19.
For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do shew the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promises to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessings I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee.
He had to take those promises when he didn't have one single child. He had to believe that God was going to multiply him, and he was going to be the father of the nation without a child.
Wow.
That is hoping against hope.
That's right.
Hebrews 11, and we're going to read 1 through 4.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Evident.
The evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
We have faith that God made this world. The things we see, the sun, the moon, the star, were not made by things which do appear. He spoke it into existence.
Yes.
It's our faith and confidence in the Almighty God. We have a living God today, people. We need to realize he is not dead.
That's right.
He is not like this piece of wood here. He's living. He's alive and well.
That's right.
And he has all power in heaven and earth is in his hand. And anything he says, he not only can do, he will do.
Thank the Lord.
He can do, he has the ability to,
yes.
But he will do. We just, it's up to us. It's up to us. What we get is up to us. If we doubt him, we're not going to get anything. We must believe. Let's go to James 1 and read 5 to 7. We must believe. Let's fight against. We're living in a time. Jesus said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? Do you know people's faith is going away? It's yes. Waning.
Yes.
Let's not look at what we see. Let's look at the power of God. Who is able to do? Brother, do you remember when I was having trouble and couldn't walk? Sister Ann wheeling me in that wheelchair in Goose in Miami.
Yes.
The Lord promised me that he was going to heal me.
Yes.
He told me that. I believed him too. First time I got that promise. So I said, well, I guess I'll just walk out in faith. And I started walking and I almost fell. I was in Oklahoma City that time. I caught myself. I realized I had to wait on his time.
That's right.
That's what it was. I didn't know that. I was learning that. But I'm telling you, I can tell you now, when the Lord said, walk, I start walking. I may not walk perfect like other people, but I can walk.
Thank the Lord. Yes. Amen.
I have never, my knee has never failed me since then. And it was my right knee. They said it was bone on bone. God put cushion in that knee. And that knee is better than the other one.
Look at God.
Right now, when I go up the stairs, I find myself putting my most pressure on the one that the Lord healed me.
Come on.
He wants us to have faith in him.
Yes, he does.
He wants us to believe him.
Help me, Lord. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Read on.
Is that 7?
For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
If he wavers, don't expect to get anything if you don't believe. We must believe. This is something we got to fight for. Because the devil is fighting our faith.
Thank the Lord.
And he's trying to keep us from having faith and confidence in him. Let's go to Romans 14:23. Have faith in God.
And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whosoever is not of faith is sin.
God is not pleased with us when he tells us something and we don't believe it.
Help me, Lord.
We must believe.
Yes.
We must have faith. Yes. Have faith in God. Now, I was thinking about how that Abraham had faith in God, hoping against hope, when the Lord, after he had Isaac, After all of this took place, the Lord tempted him. Let's go to Genesis 22, and we're going to read 1 through 6. The Lord tempted him and told him to give, sacrifice his son. But I want you, as we read this, I want you to look at his faith in God.
Amen. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
Okay.
And Abraham took the wood.
Wait, stop just a moment. Look what he said. He said, first of all, when God told him to go, he was obedient to him.
Yes.
And he didn't slow around. I don't have any assurance that he said anything to Sarah. It doesn't say he told his wife. He just got up and started going. He might have told her. I can't prove that. But sometimes, if he had just been spreading it abroad, maybe not, maybe he did tell her, but say he told somebody kin to him, well, the Lord wanted me to offer Isaac as an offering. What do you think would have happened?
They would have tried to talk him out of it.
Yes, and did, or he could have been waiting 2 or 3 days, say, well, you know, I'm not sure if this is the Lord, so... I think I'm going to pray on this a little more. He got up early in the morning. And then when he went, this last scripture, I want you to read it again. Look at what he said.
Verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac.
Go back. Yeah.
And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you.
Do you see what he did?
Amen.
He believed God. He did not expect, even if God had him to slay him, he thought at least God would raise him up. He believed God. In spite, that was a hopeless situation. The Lord has promised me that I was in Isaac, shall all these people, the nations be blessed. And he's telling me to slay him. So that looks like hope. All hope is gone. But he went through, he followed through, and he said, we're gonna go worship. Even if I have to take his life, God's going to give his life back to me, him, and we're coming back.
Yes.
That's hoping against hope. And go on and read verse 6.
And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together.
Okay.
And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I.
Here am I.
My son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Mm. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So he went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad.
Wow.
Neither do thou anything unto him.
Amen.
For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing you hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son.
See how God worked.
He provided.
He provided.
Amen.
He believed God.
Yes.
And God provided.
Yes,
Lord. I'm so challenged with this stuff. And I know it's late and I don't want to just keep holding you, but I am so challenged with this thought of hoping against hope.
Yes.
Brother, didn't you mention about the man? I don't know who mentioned it, but there was Brother Chandler. There was a lady that was sick and she died. The saints all around her. And the Lord told Brother Chandler, this is what I heard. Don't take her to the morgue. In other words, and he began to pray. Sister Ann, you probably heard this. So from what I heard, he prayed. And that lady rose up.
Amen.
She had died.
Yes.
But he prayed, and she rose up.
And he said, Sister Chandler said they all had left the room. They were praying for the lady, and she died. And they left the room, except for him. And he stayed there, and he started singing, and that lady came back to life.
Thank you, Lord.
He believed God. That's
Lord.
What happened.
Yes.
He believed God.
Yes.
Of course, when all those that happened, all those people start finding doors to run out of.
Yes. I know that's right. If they didn't find them, they made some. Amen. I'm going out of here.
But God, do you think the Lord is through with miracles?
No.
Do you think he's not willing to do things in this our day? I tell you, nay. I believe that he's willing to do things for us.
He is.
But we need to have faith.
Help, Lord.
Nothing wavering, because if you wave, it's like the wave of the sea. If you doubt, don't expect to get anything from God.
Hello.
This is a faith, bro. We're living by faith. We're walking by faith.
Thank the Lord.
We must have faith in God. He's doing some things. This last Sunday, Sister Calderon came to church. She had been having trouble with her feet, and she'd been telling me about it. She decided that, no, I'm just going to trust the Lord that my feet's going to be okay.
Thank the Lord.
And she walked around that day without any pain. That's faith. And she's learning. She's new, and she's learning to have faith in God.
Thank you.
Yes.
But we want our faith to increase more and more and
yes,
more and more. One day, Becky was 9 months old, and I had hurt my leg in the car, in the van. Hit it on, Sarah, you done heard this, I'm sure, but anyway, hit it on some metal. And do you know, I thought that I was not going to make it. My dad had passed. He had sugar, and his foot had turned black. Wow. So I really gave. I thought this one's going to take me out. That's what I thought. So I just resigned. I got up that morning. It was a Sunday morning, I believe. Was walking in my bathroom, and the Lord dropped this song. I'm healed, I know I am. I'm healed this very hour, for my Jesus says I am. And I feel his mighty power. Do you know what I realized? I said, the Lord is healing me. He's going to heal me. I'm healed. So I started claiming it. Guess what happened? Well, that day, there was a red streak going all the way up my leg, like the infection was going up my leg. Guess what I did? I'm healed, I know I am.
Amen. Come on.
I'm healed this very hour, for my Jesus says I am, and I feel his mighty power. So I claimed it. I stood on it, even though it looked like it was worse. Well, Becky was 9 months old. Becky, when she died, was 34. So all these years, you see, God kept his promise.
Thank the Lord.
And if we believe God, he will keep his promise and he will bless us. He wants to do things. He wants to show his power. Nothing of our own. It's not to get any glory to us.
Amen.
It's so he can get glory.
Right.
Are we willing to be a vessel that he can get glory out of? We have other examples.
Amen.
Daniel, for instance. Daniel, when he was going, those men made this decree. I mean, had the king to make that decree.
Mm-hmm.
And he got put in the lion's den. When he knew the decree was written, he just opened his doors, windows, just like he always did, kept praying. But guess what? He came out of that lion's den.
Amen.
That looked like a hopeless case. We don't know what we're going to face. The Lord sends these messages to get us prepared.
Thank the Lord.
But in the time of trouble, we want to have faith in God.
Amen.
Pray for me.